It was amazing. So that old, the old real tile.
Oh, cement tile.
Yeah,
cement tile. They're heavy. You got to have a heck of a structure to hold that house up.
But what I learned, my mother, God bless her, had a house on Avenue D, and she had the slate. She had it brought in from England. This is a long time ago. But they had to reinforce the whole house because it was so heavy. So you got to be careful when you do something like that too, because of the weight of that kind of product.
The houses are built for those roofs. You don't ever go back, and that's where the stone coated steel came in. They're very lightweight. They're more lightweight than a shingle. So you can put those, you can have the look of the old style slate and
without having to spend
cement
the money.
Tile, without having to spend the money on your 12-inch rafters and structure.
Okay, I kind of want to wrap up with the roofing deal. Can you think of anything else? If anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call us at 325-213-0711. They can look us up on Facebook, Premier Rebuilders. They can go to my personal Facebook page, Blake Duncan. We're at 115 West 19th Street. We have our fabrication shop there. Computerized brakes and folding machines where we, customize all our trim ourselves right there.
Okay. I kind of want to get away from the roofs now because I know one thing y'all do that a whole lot of people don't do, and I hope to God nobody has to do this. We actually, my parents did have a house fire, and it's horrible. And I know y'all take care of this. I want you to talk a little bit about what happens if you do have a fire and what y'all can do to help somebody.
Our expertise in the fires is I was in the insurance business for 18 years. I owned a claim service. I had adjusters that worked for me. We know what's covered. We know what's not covered. We know how to help facilitate, get everybody's stuff out, get it cleaned up, try to save as much as we can. My siblings, they lost their house in the Bastrop fires back in 2016. I believe they lost everything. And it's hard. I mean, it's very hard. We kind of counsel them. I've done this insurance type work, so I've seen a lot of people that have lost everything, and it's a very trying time. But these smoked houses, some people walk in them and they don't think they're all that bad. But you've got to get all that smoke out. You've got to disclose them before you can sell them. You have to disclose everything that happened. And somebody goes to a house and they're like, "Oh, this had a fire." When they do that inspection, it needs to be cleaned, spotless. It needs to be no odor. Everything that's charred needs to be taken out, and the insurance company owes for that. So hire a contractor that doesn't just go and blast the Kills primer over the top of it and try to get the smell out. You got to fix those right, because someday you're going to want to sell your house, and it needs to be done right and professional.
And Blake, one reason I want to talk about this is I can tell you, I have a personal experience on it. I was actually at UT, off at school, and my poor dad was actually cooking. And back then they had those push buttons on the stove. And my mother and sister were shopping, believe it or not. Mother left the lights on the car, killed the battery. She calls, she says, "The battery's dead. Can you come get me?" He thought he pushed off on the stove, and he didn't. He pushed high. And he left. Well, when he came back, fire trucks were there. And the only thing that burned up was the kitchen. It was a two-story house. And what you just said. So the kitchen, what do you think in the kitchen? The microwave burned up. All the plastic stuff burned up. But just that, in the kitchen, we wasn't that big in this little house. But the smoke, it was two-story. And my sub-rated rooms were upstairs. But all the stuff upstairs, all the clothes and the closets at the very tip top of the closet, and all that stuff went to the cleaners and the different things, but I don't think it ever got right. And that was in San Antonio. And I don't think the people that did it, like what you said, get the right person that, like yourself, that knows what they're doing to get that house right, to seal the floors, that's what I wanted you to come talk about to the people. If they ever have this, to get with that insurance company and get somebody like yourself that's dealt with the insurance companies to help them, because it's a nightmare.
And a lot of times the adjuster comes out and he doesn't mean to shortchange you. He doesn't know. I wouldn't know what I know if I wouldn't have been an insurance adjuster and got to see a lot of different things. And then when I became a contractor and I paid the bills for all this, and I had a customer telling me, "Hey, this still smells," or something like, you learn from experience, and I'm fortunate enough to have experience on both sides. I have a great team. I have two guys that have worked for me for 20 years. They've been through me with the insurance and in this business. That's Tom Underwood from here in town, Jeremy Hartgrove, local here. I have a young man named Cody Waldrop, super good with roofs, works for me. Kent Terrell has come on board with us. Another man, Joe Everett, Kobe Porter. We've got a great team of people, you know, scattered around Tom Green County and the surrounding areas. We do a lot of stuff in Menard, Eden, Colorado City, Sonora, all the, you know, 100 miles out. That's kind of our area.
Well, and I promise you, folks, you want somebody like Blake that knows, because you say, well, there was no fire in the attic. The smoke, I guarantee, was in that attic, and people will smell it. And just because you say, well, it doesn't bother us, when you go to sell that house a couple of years later, it's going to cost you a lot of money if it wasn't done right. A lot of money. Or it may not, your house may not be sellable.
Yeah.
It's that big a deal. So what do you do in the attic? I don't know how you do it.
You go in, you take all the insulation out, you vacuum all the dust out with, you know, special filtered HEPA filters. You vacuum all that out. If there's any charred wood, we like to replace the charred wood. And then you seal that. And you run ozone machines. We have special machines that we run in there. We have special machines that circulate the air and trap the carbon fibers. There's all kinds of different fire, too. You've got synthetic fires, natural fires. I mean, just it depends on what type of fire it is on what you do.
But especially if something plastic burns, y'all know how that stinks and how that stuff, that black, whatever it is, just goes through the air.
And if you go and touch, if you have a fire that has a lot of plastic in it, burns your couch up, stuff like that, your wall's black, you wipe that off, it's going into that sheetrock, into that paint, and it's not coming out. If you go in there with these vacuums that we have and you vacuum that off, it all in how you clean it is what type of fire, what your chemical basis is on how you clean those.
And I'm going to say one thing, and I don't know, but and your insurance people will probably tell you this, but basically on a fire, I highly recommend this. I'm just talking as a real estate person here. Go through your house right now. Take a video. Take your phone right now. You say your video camera. Take your phone. Video your whole house. Have a picture of it. Because you know what? I promise you, I bet you right now, you can't tell me everything in your house. You'll forget something. And if it's burned up, you won't remember it.
I agree with that 100%. And another thing, no one knows how much stuff they have in their house. You accumulate so much stuff. From my career in the insurance company, back in the late 90s, I was one of the last ones to leave the Oklahoma City tornadoes. And if you go to adding everything up in your bathroom, you're going to be astounded how much money you have in your bathroom only. Just in soap dishes and toothbrushes and razors and little things. And it just adds up. No one is insured heavily enough on their contents.
Or even vacuum cleaners and washing machines, stuff like that. You don't think, well, until you go have to replace it. And then, oh my God. So, hey, folks, I think that's some great information today and some real, real important stuff. And hopefully, I can tell you one thing, just the fact on the roofs. If you have to do a roof and you find it on the stand and seam deal, they're right there. I can tell you right now, next hailstorm, the ranch, I'll tell you where we're going, what we're putting on it, boss. Hey, we appreciate you listening. How do they get a hold of you one more time?
It's 115 West 19th Street is our office and showroom. We'd love to have you come by, or you can call us at 325-213-0711.
Hey, we appreciate you listening in. And remember, if you want this information or if you missed something, you can go to sallison.com. It's there. It'll be there for a long, long time, and you can re-listen to it anytime you want to. Have a great day.